is not worthy to be compared. Hallelujah. Your present day suffering is not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed through what you're going through right now. What did you say, God? I said, think it not strange concerning this fiery trial, as though some strange thing has happened to you. Is that what you're saying, God? Yes, I'm saying to you what I said to Jairus, to the centurion soldier. And when I said, I will come and heal him, I'm saying, I have come to heal you. And with that same kind of confidence that you had in the negative report that you told everyone about, now turn around. Turn around and go back out with the same, go back out to the same marketplace. Go back out to the same group of people and let them know, I got another report. Really? What report did you get? I got a report that God is on my side. I got a report that God is on the case. I got a report that I'm healed. Who is your doctor? Well, he's got many names. He goes by many names. Some you can't even pronounce. But if you really want to know who my doctor is in simplicity, his name is Jesus. I end with this. I end with this. I end with this. As they went, they were healed. By the time they got to the priest, all 10 of them were restored back to full health by the miraculous power of God. Has his power changed? No, our faith has. So now our faith has got to rise back up. 9 of them stood in awe while one turned around and went to running. Hey, where are you going? Don't have time to explain. I got to get back. I got to go back. Where's that man running to? Don't have time to tell you. And he gets back to Jesus and falls down and worships. Get back to Jesus and fall down and worship. And Jesus looks at him and says, weren't there 10 of you? And you got to have that mindset. I can't speak for nobody else. I'm just coming back to say thank you. Stephanie Queen, with your kidneys, you got to return back to him and say, thank you. In Jesus' name.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Come on, church. Make the noise in this place.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Scott Ollie, welcome to our 11 o'clock service this morning. We're just so grateful to see everybody here today. We just want to just praise God. Anything that we're in need of, we're just going to ask God to do that for us. And I just want to just say, today it's a beautiful day. It's a day that we hadn't seen before, but we'll never see it again. But with God in control, we'll see many more like this. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you just for just being you. We go through life and we just go and we could just fall for anything. But as long as we stay in your word, study your word, the easier it will become. We won't understand everything all every time. But Heavenly Father, at your time, you'll just bring us just closer to you. We'll understand your word more than what we ever did before. And Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for the sick and the shut in this morning. Even though Satan may be attacking their bodies, he cannot attack their spirit. Just continue to touch them. We just touch and agree this morning so that we all can just be on one accord. If there's anything that we've done before we came to church or yesterday, Father, forgive us because we didn't know it. We come today just an empty vessel, ready to learn, to hear your spoken word, and hear songs of praise. I just want to ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, church. Would y'all kindly stand for the reading? This morning, reading coming from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 23rd verse. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 23rd verse. Everybody ready? Say amen.
Amen.
For I have received of the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped it, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as he drank it in remembrance of me. For as often as he eat this bread and drink this cup, he do show the Lord death until he come. Eat this bread, excuse me. Eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthy shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examined himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly amongst you, and many sleep. That means they did. Amen. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, amen, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brothers, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation, and rest will I set in order when I come. May the Lord have a blessing of reading and doing of his holy word. Amen. Thank you.
Precious Father, we come and say thank you for waking us this morning, able to see another day that we hadn't seen before. For this, I want to thank you, my Father, realizing that it was you that woke us this morning. Not our alarm clock. My Father, I thank you for looking in around our home and protecting us as we slumber and sleep. For this, I want to thank you, my Father. Looked out the window this morning and seen the sunrise. Thank you, Lord. Then the New Sky Lily family made their way to the house of prayer. Lord, we need you to give us more strength, more understanding. Lord, we can't do nothing without you. You made a way out of no way. When friends talk about you, you were there to straighten it out. Said, look at yourself before you judge somebody else. Thank you, my Father. And then, Lord, we ask you to look on our pastor this morning. He might be going through some things I don't know, but you know. We're asking you to continue to bless him as you have did down through the year. Realize that if it had not been for you, we wouldn't have been here. Because pain all in his body, but you were there to comfort him. For this I want to thank you, my Father. You've been good to us. Not only our pastor, but all pastors that call in on your holy and righteous name. We'd like to thank you this morning one more time. For you've been good to us. Look on our ushers. Please have mercy on them, because when the people walk in, Lord, we want you to have a smile that the whole world. Please have mercy. Lord, I didn't come for a long prayer, but I know that we need you in this house. We need you right now, Lord. Sometimes with stumbling blocks in our way. You're able to move it on the side. We was able to walk on through. We want to thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless it, my home. My job. Thank you, my Father. Look on our musicians, our choir this morning. Done doing a beautiful job. I thank Lord. But we're singing to please you. And then, Lord, we may lead this place today. Go with us, Lord, wherever we go. We're asking you to touch each and every one of them that's in this place this morning. Sometimes tears. Sometimes you just don't know what to do. But I found out if I lean and depend on you, everything gonna be all right. See, I tried him this morning, and everything was all right this morning. Thank you, my Father. Look on, I was sick in the shed in. Look on Sister Carter. One of the old warriors. You know all about her. We want to thank you for her. Not only her, we have more that we don't know about, but you know. We want to thank you for them too. Whatever you see they stand in the need of. Thank you for Sister Bell this morning. One of your servants. Yes, Lord, we thank you this morning for her. Not only her, but all the elderly women and men calling on your name this morning. You know what they're standing in need of. We're asking you to continue to bless them as you see they're standing in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, don't forget our deacon board. Bless us. Give us more strength to be able to do what you say. Give us that understanding. We ask these in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, y'all know this part. Come on, everybody. All over the building, praise is what we do. Come on, everybody.
Praise is what I do. Is what I do.
That's all right for me, but I'm talking about the one who got you up this morning. Come on,
praise is what I do.
Give him glory. Let's give him praise on this morning. Come on.
Praise is what I do. Is what I do.
Come on, one more time. Open your mouth. Give him the fruit of your lips. Come on.
Praise.
The new part, y'all. We want to magnify his name. Come on, everybody, everybody. Oh, we magnify
your name.
Glorify your name.
Glorify your name.
Now let's call him God.
Oh, God.
Come on, everybody. We magnify.
Oh, we magnify your name.
Good.
Father God in heaven, we come once looking unto you, Lord. Father, we lift up your holy name, Lord. This is the day that you have made, Lord. We're glad and we rejoice in it, Lord. For we are blessed so many ways, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life, oh God. One more time, Lord. Thank you for entering to your house, Lord, with praises and thanksgiving, Lord. For there's so much that we're dealing with on every hand, Lord. But you're still God in the midst of all that we're dealing with, Lord. Well, your word says in all ways, Lord, you went through, you've already been through what we're going through now, Lord. You cannot be touched with the feelings of our families, oh God. For in all ways you were tempted, but yet without sin, Lord. Lord, we ask for your mercy this morning, Lord, and your grace, Lord. We lift up the body of Christ right now, Lord God. Even those, oh God, we lift up our brother, Lord, right now. Brother Dudley, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. You know what, oh God, the blessing that he's standing in need of, oh God. Not only him, but I lift up my brother, Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will strengthen and heal, Lord God. We thank you last night how you brought us on the danger highways to and back to the home, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up your name. You deserve all the praises, oh God. Father, we know you deserve all the glory. We take not none of your glory, Lord God. For you are God all by yourself, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We are the sheep of your pasture, Lord God. We ask that you would just bless your people, Lord God.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God, for what you've already done and what you're going to do in our lives, oh God. We lift up my mom and continue to bless her and strengthen her, Lord God. Body, mind, and soul, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, how far you have brought her, Lord God, and that you're still blessing her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Just have your way, Lord God, right now, Lord God. And we'll be so quick to give you the praises, oh God, and the glory, Lord God. All over the land, Lord, there's so much going on, Lord God. But you're still in control, Lord God. We know that you are our source for everything, Lord God. Not some of our help, but all our help comes from you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we confess all our sins unto you right now, Lord. Asking that you forgive us right now, Lord God. We thank you for what you've done for us on the cross of Calvary, Lord God. We know that you shed your own precious blood, Lord God. You went in the grave, but early Sunday morning, you got up with all power in heaven and in earth, Lord. We thank you for the victory, Lord God. We have hope, Lord God, in you, Lord God. Thank you for you are our blessed hope, Lord God. We know you've been here, but you're coming back again, Lord God. And we want to be ready when you come back, Lord God. We'll be able to go home with you and bless your name every day, Lord God. No more trouble, Lord God. No more heartache, no more pain, oh God. But a former thing will be passed away, Lord God. And you said that you make a new heaven and a new earth, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Jesus' mighty name, we ask and we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God can do what no other can. What we try to and always attempt to do, we fall short. But if we put it in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can accomplish every goal that we set before as long as it pertaining to the will and the word of God. Whatever God say, he gonna fulfill it. And he don't use animals no more. He uses chosen ones, his people, to go and carry his message out. And what he does, he fills them with his spirit, that wherever they go, they'll be enlightened by the word of God. I thank God today for Jesus, for the spirit of Christ that liveth and abideth in all of us. And I'm gracious to God today that I'm still on the land of living, trying to do the things that God say for us to do. I'm trying to be the leader that God called me to be, living by precepts and examples and showing loyalty to all people. Demonstrate Christianity in my life. I trust God that I do those things, and I'm characterized by those things that I attempt to do and make sure that I do what the Lord say and not what I want to do. A lot of times people in church are selfish. They do what they want to do and put on the Lord. But you got to go by what the word say and live by the word, talk the word, and do the word. Today we're going to be looking in the book of Acts, the second chapter, the 38th and the 39th verse. Acts, the second chapter, 38, 39th verse. And I would like to just scan read that a little bit. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as God, the Lord, our God, shall call. You may be seated. First of all, it has been prophesied by the prophet Joel. And he said, by his word, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see vision. That's a fulfillment of God's word. When we get age, we get up in age a little bit, we start thinking about what we used to do. And we start thinking about what I was, what I could have been. We dreams a lot when we get up in age. And we need to just go by what the word said. The book said it here, right before your eyes. You see, what we did, old men, the ladies and the men both prophesied. Can I get that out? Y'all see that in y'all Bible? The men and the women, sons and the daughters, prophesied. Prophesied men and told what God said, even in advance. So I'm just gracious to God for that. He said his spirit gonna be upon all flesh. Do we believe that? We have to believe that. That's what the scriptures say. He gonna pour out his spirit upon what? All flesh. Then he said your sons and daughters gonna prophesy. Let's hold on to God's word. Don't listen to this chat music from all kind of directions coming from the devil and his uncle himself. Listen to what the word of God says. He gonna pour his spirit out on all flesh. Do you not know today that when you do something in the church or out of church or wherever you be, because you are saved, sanctified, and filled with God's spirit, you gonna react according to the word. The Bible teaches us how to address people, how to talk to people, how to go wherever they are. You go to their estate, and then you grow. Let them grow with you. Don't you ask them to grow, and you ain't growing. We got to come up together. We're working together with Christ Jesus. Everybody in this building today ought to want to work together. It ought to hurt you when you can't come and work with everybody in the building. It should bother you. Sometimes we look beyond what we need to look, and we start finding faults in people. We find the faults because he don't know much as I know, so I ain't going to fool with him. But these the people that you got to spend all your time with. The people are less fortunate than you are. You got to go and sit with them and make sure you bring them with you. Don't you leave your flock. The shepherd abides over the sheep. And he can't, when the sheep get hurt or anything, sick, and they say, man, we got to go take care of them or we're going to lose them. Sick committee, today, be governed by the Spirit of God. Go, like the Lord say, go. Don't go where you want to go. Go when the Spirit leads you to go. And the Bible, God going to be with you when the Spirit leads you to go. There's many people hurting now. Many people are hurting now. Sometimes I stayed in the hospital 9 days and nobody came to see me. I felt a little, you know, selfishness, I guess. I wanted somebody to come see me. But they ain't come see me, but didn't kill me. I ain't got no order against nobody. And this is what we got to think. We got to think like the Lord Jesus. When they sent for Jesus to come and see his best friend, Jesus took his time that the manifestation of God may be elevated, that all people bear witness to who he was. Amen. See, it ain't all on us all the time, but it's on Jesus. And they had an uproar here in the church. And Peter here, the disciples telling them, but y'all crucified the Savior, the same one we're talking about now. Y'all crucify him, brought him to death. He did no wrong to nobody, but you try to find faults in him, miscued and lied on him. We got to be careful today how we put our tongue on individuals. Not just the preacher. You get mad if I say the preacher. But on individuals themselves, you got to be careful how you put your tongue on them. Because God is hearing you. He's seeing you. And he knows your very thought before you ever develop them. See, Peter said, what are we going to do, Peter? How are we going to handle it? He said, repent. Repent. And then be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. See, what we got to do sometimes, if we get saved, and when you feel with the Holy Ghost time you get saved, don't think that. You got to grow into this. You got to go through the protocol to be filled with the power of God. Time I get saved, I ain't got everything I need. I got to grow into maturity. I got to grow with understanding. I got to grow with patience. I got to grow with mercy, peace, love, joy, in order to please the God. And why should I have these character traits? Because the Spirit of God dwelleth in us. It ain't about us no more. It's about the Spirit of Christ that liveth within us and teaches us. And the Spirit teaches every one of us the same thing. We all got to march by the same drum beat. And that's Christ Jesus. See, you can't get to him, to the Father, except you come by the Son. We have to understand that. We got to stay with that. We got to die with that. We got to live with that. It's Jesus or none. And the Bible goes on to tell us this. It say, I want to say this to you. Stop following your own self in carnality and follow Jesus and Savior, and you shall have power to keep yourself. If you get deep anchored in Christ, all the works that you do not come from Christ. It come from above. And you can master anything because the Bible says he that is in me is greater than he that's in the world. See, if we depend totally upon the Spirit of Christ that liveth in us, and the Spirit only bear witness of what the Father and the Son has already said and what being done and how the church is functioning, how the mystery of the church is elevated in our life. So we have to be cautious how we walk, how we talk, how we sing, how we pray. Because sometimes we don't pray to God, we pray for ourselves. And the Lord tells us to pray for others as well. Don't just talk about yourself. Talk about other folks too. He said, if I be lifted up, I'm a draw. So we have to really understand the ways of God. In Jesus' earthly ministry, Jesus depended upon the Holy Ghost that he can do the works of his Father. The Spirit descended upon him at the Jordan River when John baptized him. Jesus never preached a sermon or did any work of miracles until the Spirit descended upon him from heaven. When he got ready to go back to his Father, he promised his disciples that he would send the Holy Spirit back as their comforter to lead, guide, and instruct them to all righteousness and all truth. And he will, and he has fulfilled his promise according to Acts 2:38 and 2:39, which we read in the scripture. God wants us to know without a shadow of a doubt that the Spirit liveth in me. When you ask me, am I filled with the Holy Ghost? I shouldn't hesitate. Yes. You don't see the works of me. You don't see the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I sing, the way I pray. You don't see the way I meet people, how I get along with people. You should be able to see that in the natural. We got to humbly submit ourselves. Regardless of how high you go, regardless of what my position in this church is, I ought to be able to live with the least person in this church. The less fortunate person in this church ought to be able to be happy with them, high five them and everything. Because I'm a child of God. The Spirit of God liveth in me. I ain't got no business in this church looking for faults and failures in nobody. If I can't see good, I ought to shut my mouth up and sit down. We have to be governed by the Spirit of Christ. The Bible tells me all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. If I can't tell you what the words say, I should shut up. All of us, we guilty of that. We'll go talk 30 minutes, don't never bring the scripture up. Never bring the scripture. We just talk, get our point over. That ain't what God wants from us. He wants to manifest himself. He's the Word. John 1:1 say, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And when we talk about the Word, we're talking about Jesus. He formed the beginning. He formed you. He formed me. He formed us. Then he come back and reformed us. Because we went astray. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, he had to bring us back to the Father. And we become sons of God, heirs and joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. This is what God wants from us. He didn't want me to just stay here and lock up in the church and be holy and thou, can't hardly talk to you for my holiness. He wants me to be just a regular person. Don't lift myself up at no time. Just be common and stay in the will of Christ. That's what he wants from all of us. He said that the man of God, why God sent his Holy Spirit? That the man of God can be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto what? All good works. Think about that. God won't mean, we say ain't nobody perfect. I hear people say that ain't nobody perfect. What you telling me that for? I'm a pastor of the church and don't know that already. What you telling me that for? Nobody perfect. He says, strive to be perfect. Strive. Give everything you got within your system to walk just like Jesus, because in the end results, we're going to be just like him. We're going to see him as he is. And everybody know him. And right now, I don't have to tell you if you get wrong or get out the will of God. God, thank you, Jesus. I ain't got to come tell you nothing, because the Spirit that liveth and abideth in you going to straighten you out before I ever look at you. When I look at you, you're going to know what the truth is, and the truth going to make you free. And sometimes we get in the church and we say, well, Rev ain't preaching it. Rev preaching it. If he teach the Word of God, that's all he need to do. I ain't supposed to try to be forceful or nothing. I'm supposed to be steadfast, unmovable every day of my life. I ain't supposed to let nobody in here change me. If I'm anchored in Christ, You're just wasting your time with me. God has anointed me to tell the truth. He has anointed me to stand before you with sincerity and in truthfulness to tell you the ways of God and the way we should go. In Acts 10:30, they say, why and what was Jesus anointed for? God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, so when he, wherever he went, he had the power of doing good, healing all that was oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. The Holy Spirit is essential. You got to have it. I ain't just saying no to the Bible. That ain't the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of Christ that liveth and abideth in you. That is the wisdom of the Word is the Holy Spirit. The wisdom of God's Word is the Holy Spirit. It's the divinity of God inside of you. That's why he tells us to keep our house clean so he can come live with us. How many times in life, I know I'm guilty of it. When I was growing up, my mother tells us to get up and clean up. And we mess around, be lazy. Then when company start coming, everybody be running to do something skitty. But it's too late. They are almost at the door now. What you trying to run to get it straight for? You should have, when they told you to straighten it up, you should have straightened it up. We jam our own self up because we slick and think we know everything. But you got to show everything. God wants you to show everything. Why did Jesus see John? Why did Jesus see when John baptized? What did John see when Jesus was baptized? John seen angels descending from heaven and lighting upon him.